Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
This is another hour of Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Praise God. We will be continuing with the podcast series titled Be. And this originally was given to me in 2021 to share. And I feel that this is something that should be continually or periodically shared, because the process of moving into being, it takes years for us to process through all of the conditioning, all of the programming, all of the fears and the doubts and just the lack of confidence in who we really are. Just having to move through that and knowing that we have entered into a world that constantly exposes us to things that tears away at who we truly are. And these systems are designed to make us compromise, or to get us to compromise, or to get us to conform. And the scripture tells us to not be conformed by the world, to be in it, but not of it. And so learning how to be in something and not of it is definitely a process in maturity, our maturity in our relationship with the Lord. And I'm excited that you guys are joining me on this journey as we strengthen our relationship with the Lord, and we strengthen it by moving into a place of revelation, a revelation of the knowledge that we have been placed in Him, in Christ Jesus. We've been placed in Christ, and we've been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Amen. Being is more important than performance. Performance usually leads us into a place of comparison, comparing ourselves to others. It leads us into a place of competition. What I'm doing is bigger than what you're doing. A place of envy if we're not being recognized the way someone else is being recognized. Leads us into a disappointment in ourselves because we're always measuring ourselves. And what we use to measure ourselves is not from God. And also the fear. Being comes from a place of true identity. And it motivates us to consider others in what we do. And it brings us joy, it brings us peace, and it brings us rest within. And that is what we labor to enter into. Glory to God. So I'm going to stop right there today. And the next thing you will hear is the podcast series B. And this is part 4. So be blessed. Take the time to really meditate and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you. God bless. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for, more importantly, the revelation to be able to have our hearts and our minds enlightened so that we are able to see what you are expressing to us in this season, in this particular time. I thank you that your love for us is perfect, and that perfect love will drive out every fear that we have in our lives. And I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness to us, that you have never left us and you have never forsaken us, that you are here in the midst of this pandemic. And I thank you for your protection. I thank you for this time in the broadcast. Bless it and sanctify it. Bless the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So when I began the B series, I used this scripture from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, about not being conformed to this world. I want to go back to that scripture, but I'm going to read it from the Message Bible this time. So I'm reading from Romans 12. And I'm starting in verse 1. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. And so, because the Message Bible is speaking to us in everyday language, there are a lot more words. And we know that when we start to break down the Greek language, that it takes many more words of English to really express all that these Greek words mean. But anyway, let me read this Message Bible. Romans 12, 1 through 2. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out, readily recognizing what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. Let me say that again. Always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen. And I talked about the word entanglement because that is what happens to us mostly without, it is the entanglement begins from the very beginning when we are birthed into the earth, because we are birthed into a world where man is still in this stage where he is operating outside of God. And the level of understanding of who God is and who we are is at a certain level that keeps us operating from the knowledge of good and evil. So we're always busy looking and judging, oh, this is good, this is evil, this is good, this is evil, and not really partaking from the tree of life, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. So entanglement is a way of getting us twisted into something or caught up into something. It involves us in things that become difficult. They become complicated. It also makes it difficult to escape. So what we want to do is to begin to unravel ourselves from this entanglement that we have through the word, through the world. We come into this world, we are raised by parents who are at different levels of consciousness. And whatever level of consciousness they are, we are subject to that. We're subject to the level of consciousness of the culture that we are born into. And you'll see the culture in the way we are educated, the types of job environments that we encounter, our government, our religious institutions. All of those things are there expressing a cultural environment that has an impact on us. And when we first began this journey with God, when we wake up and we realize that, hey, I've been trying to control this life of mine, make my own decisions, and do what I think is best. And where has it gotten me? Am I truly happy? Am I always searching for happiness? Am I always acquiring things to feel good about myself and good about my life? For a lot of us, it takes us to a place of desperation where we're always seeking something out. We're seeking a person out. We're seeking some position, or we're seeking some material things, when everything that we need to feel fulfilled and complete already exists on the inside of us. And I even talked about, I believe the week before last, in part three of B, I talked about the kingdom of God being on the inside of us. And I still don't believe that we have grasped the fullness of what that means, that the kingdom of God is living on the inside of us. Being able to stay, as in John 15, chapter 15, where it talks about Jesus is saying, I am the true vine and you are the branches, and about abiding in him in order to produce fruit. And the abiding, which is staying in that place of awareness of your connection with God, is key in terms of learning how to be. Right now, we're in and out of it, me included. We flow in and out of this consciousness of knowing that we're connected, but we want to get to that place where we stay aware that we're living and moving and having our being in him. Amen. So let me I want to go to a part of the scripture that really jumped out to me from the Message Bible. It says, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around in life, which means the other things that we do, our recreation, all the things that we activities that we fill our life with. And it says, and place it before God as an offering. That means we're yielding this. We're yielding our lives as an offering. Next, it says, embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Not performing, but embracing the truth that what God does for us is the best thing, not only for God, but also for us. And I believe that's where the experience of oneness comes in, where we realize that there is, in reality, no disconnect between us and God. Never, even though we may have moments where we feel disconnected from God, and it's only in our consciousness, but in reality, because we are spiritual beings and we came from God, he has never really separated himself from us. Amen. We separated ourselves because we moved into a place where we begin to move unaware of him. I listened to the testimony of a rapper who just recently passed, and I won't call his name out, but one of the things he was saying in his rap was that he sought God in his times of need, when he was in trouble and when he was in pain. He sought God, but he began to recognize when things were going great in his life, he wasn't really seeking God, especially on that level where he sought him when he felt he needed him the most. So for me, that says to me that we need to always recognize that in good times and in bad times, the need is always present. We need him. We need to know that we are never separated from him.
We need to stay in that place with Him that it actually, because we're giving this life over to Him. We're giving it to Him as an offering, that when things are bad, we are moving in the Spirit. And when things are good, we're moving in the Spirit. And it will dictate our perspective in the decisions we make when things are, when we're in the midst of trouble, and when we are doing great and we're up on the mountaintop. Staying connected will determine our perspective, how we see things from that mountaintop perspective, seeing it according to God's perspective, and making those right decisions, even from the mountaintop. So moving from the valley to the mountaintop, there is this consistency in our lives that we always stay connected. We offer our everyday life as a living sacrifice, as an offering unto God. And let me read this other part of the verse. It says, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. How often has that, listen, we have all been under that illusion, because that's what it really is. It's an illusion. And we've adjusted ourselves to this culture that it even impacts what we call our spiritual life. Our spiritual life is being impacted by our culture. I believe that as we as the body of Christ begin to move into this place of being, that we will be able to clearly see how we have allowed the culture of this world to impact how we worship, you know, how we make decisions, our perspective about our interactions with politics and government and education. We will begin to see that. Our desire should be to operate from a more pure place where we're less concerned about our own agendas and how it impacts us, but more concerned about coming from that pure place of love. Because the love that God has shed in our hearts, the love that God has loved us with, is this love that is not requiring anything in return, that it's loving for love's sake, because that is who He is. And because we are created in His image, it is very, very important that we learn and begin to move in this love that is very much a part of who we are. And sometimes it may be difficult for us to see ourselves as He sees us, because in the scriptures it tells us that as Jesus is, so are we. It also says in the scriptures that we are joint heirs. So everything that Jesus has, we have. Everything that Jesus is, we are. And if you've had a consciousness where you're always browbeating yourself, where you're always looking at your faults and not being able to look beyond them, or you are in a consciousness where you're so insecure that you're always comparing yourself to others, those are the kinds of things that can circumvent you being able to see yourself as your Father, your Heavenly Father, sees you. I want to move down to John in John chapter 8. And in this chapter, Jesus makes a very important statement. 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, there were Pharisees present when he made this statement, and they immediately went to the natural. And they said to him that, you know, we've never been in bondage. We are Abraham's seed, and we have never yet been in bondage to any man. How can you say to us that you're going to make us free? We're already free. That perspective is that they're so entrenched in their religious culture. This is a religious culture that they are so entrenched in that they cannot even see what Jesus is speaking of, the freedom that he is speaking of. They don't understand that they are still prisoners of the culture of this religious system that has been set up in their time. So we can hear truth and not receive it, because we're so entangled in whatever culture it is, whether it's the culture of the present day world or the culture of the established order of religion, whatever it is that's keeping us from receiving the truth. And Jesus says that he is the truth. So if we want to really understand truth, let us look at the life of Jesus. Earlier in this same chapter, John 8, in the midst of Jesus' teaching, he's at the temple and he's teaching. He's a crowd is gathered around him, and these Pharisees bring this woman before him, and they say that she's been caught in adultery. The law has always been that if the woman is caught in adultery, that they would stone the woman to death. They are trying to, because obviously they've seen the compassion that Jesus has for the lost. So they're trying to trap him through the law, which is interesting. He says to them, "Whoever is without sin, you cast the first stone." And of course, there's no one there that's present that is not without sin. So they all walk away and they leave the woman, and he's there alone with the woman, and he says to her, you know, "Where are your accusers?" And she says, you know, "There are none." He says, you know, "Well, you know, I don't accuse you, or I don't condemn you either. So go and sin no more." He spoke in truth. It's the truth that makes us free. So he can say to her, "Now go and sin no more," because he has just given her freedom. He's given her freedom. He has shown her that these people who accused you, they have sin in their lives too. "I didn't come to condemn, but I came to save." And he gave that woman a truth that would make her free. I think I'm going to stop right in this moment, and I'm going to pray. Father, precious Lord, Holy Spirit, as you move as this one presence of God. There is no separation between you. You said, let us create man in our image. You have called us to be a part of this beautiful place of oneness with you, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit. And we thank you. We thank you for opening our eyes and removing those things that blind us and that keep us from truly seeing from your perspective, from keeping us from actually experiencing who you are and who we are. So I thank you for the truth that makes us free, that we just continue to give our everyday lives over to you. Every day remembering to do that, to give our lives over to you and understanding that you are our provider, that you are our protector, you are our redeemer, the Holy God. You have given to us salvation, which is a gift. And we thank you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for spending time with me on the air today. Praise God. Hope that you will join Pastor Ray Rose tomorrow Friday night, Joy, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be blessed with the word and the message that will come forth tomorrow. Amen. So once again, thank you. God bless you. I love you. I am hopeful, enthusiastic, and excited about what God is doing in our lives. And knowing that we are not separated. Even though in the physical realm we look separated, we are not separated. Praise God and praise God. God bless you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, yes. Ooh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh,